Welcome to the Bite Size Bible Studies podcast, where we help you learn how to get out of your head and into the Word to connect with Jesus on a deeper level in just a few minutes each day. So grab your Bible, find your quiet space, cozy up, and let's dive in. Welcome back, everybody. First, I'd like to just point out that I apologize that my voice is a little rough. I lost my voice this weekend, but no worries. We are still going to be able to continue our discussion today on hearing God's voice. In our last episode, we talked about ways we can start putting ourselves in positions to open up and hear God's voice. Today, we are answering the question, how does God still speak to us today besides the Bible? But before we get into that, though, let's go ahead and talk to our Father. Father God, we thank you for wanting to speak to us. We thank you for the multiple ways you speak to us, through your word and through other means. Today, as we learn more about how you strive to speak to us, open our hearts and our minds so that we can fully receive the messages you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, today's question is one of my favorite topics. How does God still speak to us today besides the Bible? We know that in the Old Testament, God used prophets to speak to his people. But because Jesus broke down that barrier that separated us from God, we don't really need prophets anymore. So how else does God speak to us? The simple answer is that God can and does use pretty much anything to get his messages to us. Hebrews 4 verse 12 tells us, "For the word of God is living and active." God doesn't just stick to the ancient ways of getting his messages through to us. The way he communicates his word to us changes with the times. Some things stay the same. God does and always has used his creation, circumstances, and other people to communicate with us. But God also uses modern means to get through to us too. A song on the radio, something on TV, a post on social media. God can use all these things to speak to us. So let's talk about a couple of examples. One of the most obvious times I heard God's voice was about 4.5 years ago when I was considering my first call. Now, for those of you that don't know, a call is a job offer for a Christian school teacher. I was just about to graduate from college, and I was trying to figure out where I'd teach first. I had interviewed at 4 different schools. One was in Hawaii, one was in Indiana, one was in Georgia, and one was in Wisconsin. Now, I had my own idea about where I wanted to go. I'm from Illinois, so I had this dream of moving to the South. And so I thought for sure Georgia was going to be it for me. But then I got a job offer from the school in Wisconsin, and I broke down. I did not want to move to Wisconsin. I didn't want to move further north than I already was. There were also a lot of unknowns about this particular job, and I didn't even know if I'd be able to teach the subjects that I loved the most. So I cried. And I cried out to God, kind of whined to him a bit, and then I asked him to speak to me and guide me on what I should do. The first thing I did was open my Bible, and every single verse that my eyes happened to land on was about trusting God. Okay, little bit weird, but he had my attention. I still wasn't fully convinced. The next day, on my way to student teaching, every song that played on K-Love was also about trusting God. And what was the sermon in church that weekend? Yep. You guessed it. It was about trusting God. So at this point, I was like, okay, fine. God, you win. I'll trust you. And I accepted the teaching job in Wisconsin. And you know what? Everything worked out and fell so smoothly into place after that. I found a great place to live. I found out I was going to be able to teach those subjects that I loved the most. And I was so fully and completely welcomed by my new church and school family. If any of y'all from Trinity are listening to this, love you guys, really miss you. You were so, so wonderful to me as my first children's school family as a teacher. It was probably the best place I could have started my career, and none of it would have happened if I hadn't listened to God speaking to me through his word, through the radio, and through other people. I have so many other examples of how God has spoken to me. I have literally broken down and ugly cried when I realized that God was speaking to me through a passage in a book I was reading, through posts on social media, through different circumstances, through other people, and even just through thoughts that come to my mind. Sometimes random Bible verses will just pop into my mind when I'm trying to make a decision or I ask God for help, and they always apply to my situation at the time. This is another way God speaks to us, and a reason why memorizing scripture is so important. The Holy Spirit can remind us of things we've learned and tucked away in our memories and bring it up again when we need it most. Those Bible verses your teachers make you memorize every week, I guarantee you they will come in handy someday. I guarantee you that the Holy Spirit will use them to speak to you at just the right time. So keep yourself on the lookout for how God is speaking to you today. Do you hear something you needed to hear in that song on the radio or a conversation with a friend? Did that post on social media seem to be speaking directly to you? Friends, that was not just an influencer. That was God using that post to get his message to you, to remind you that you are not alone and that he is working in this situation. So keep your eyes open and keep listening. God has something he wants to say to you. Thanks for listening to the Bite Size Bible Studies podcast. I hope you're able to walk away from this episode with a deeper understanding of Jesus and his love for you. If you liked what you heard, consider following us on Instagram at bite.size.bible.studies. We post resources, journaling prompts, and faith challenges throughout the week. We'd also love it if you took the time to leave a review. It will help us expand and reach more people with the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. God bless and have a great day.